provided that you might be saved. That salvation is by faith. That you must believe what God has said. His grace has already been provided. His law, His conditions have already been given. Now, if by faith, by absolute trust in God, you're willing to now be obedient unto Jesus Christ, having heard the word, believed it, repented of your sins, confessed your faith, to be baptized into Jesus Christ, then what'll happen? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. There's the promise of God. Have you done that? If not, we hope this morning you will be moved by that promise, by the grace of God, to be fully and completely a believer by being obedient in trusting to God. If you've done that, but you've fallen from that path, going back into the world, trusting in your own will, your own will and the works of man will not save. What saves? The works that are done by faith, the works which God afore prepared that you should walk in them. If you've not lived according to those, why not come back? Be as the one of old, Simon the sorcerer, who was told, repent of this thy wickedness, and pray God if perhaps the thought of your heart may be forgiven you. And know that there are the conditions for the erring Christian to come to salvation once more, being forgiven of every sin. If you need to respond to the grace of God, we ask you to do so by faith this morning, obeying His will fully and completely. And if you will, we want you to do that right now while we stand and while we sing.